The word today is jealousy. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. At times, we are all tempted to feel insecure about our relationships, our work, or our possessions. We might think irrational thoughts about others trying to take away what we have. That can lead to foolish actions on our part. Here to give us insights on how to overcome such insecurity and let go of our suspicions is Bible educator Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Jealousy.
There are mistakes that people can make in life which are much more damaging than others. If we make the mistake of forgetting a scheduled appointment, that probably will not wreck the rest of our life. However, some mistakes are much more devastating. For instance, the mistake of becoming jealous. Insanely jealous of someone else. That's the kind of mistake that can lead to a lifetime of negative consequences. We see good example of jealousy in the scriptures in 1 Samuel chapter 18. Saul, the first king of Israel, became incredibly jealous of this young shepherd boy turned warrior by the name of David. In 1 Samuel 18, it says, "After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return to his father's house. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic and even his sword, his bow, and his belt. Whatever Saul sent him to do, David did it so successfully that Saul gave him a high rank in the army. This pleased all the people and Saul's officers as well. When the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine," and I'll insert here that this was the battle with Goliath, where David had killed Goliath, "the women came out of all the small towns in Israel to meet King Saul with singing and dancing, with joyful songs and with tambourines and lutes. And as they danced, they sang, 'Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands.' Saul was very angry. This refrain galled him. 'They have credited David with tens of thousands,' he thought, 'but me with only thousands. What more can he get but the kingdom?' And from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David." In fact, things turned very bitter, very horrible between David and Saul, because Saul eventually tried outright to kill David. David was a servant of Saul's. He was a humble citizen of the kingdom, and he had done a fantastic thing by standing up to this monstrous man, Goliath, and taking him out with a slingshot and some stones. And yet, once the credit, once the attitude and the praise of the people shifted towards David, and he started to get most of the notoriety and most of the fame, then Saul couldn't handle it. In other words, he was incredibly insecure. He did not have his confidence based in God and his self-esteem based on God's love for him. He had to have his own popularity and power and pride. And when that started shifting to David, Saul became jealous. Now, here's the difference between envy and jealousy. Envy is when we do not have something. Someone else has it, and we want it. We would like to scheme and figure out how to get it, and that leads to coveting, a sinful longing for what someone else has. A good example of this would be if someone else has a beautiful wife, and we start fantasizing about her, and then we end up longing for her and scheme about adultery. That would be envy of what someone else has, leading to coveting and possibly even adultery itself. Jealousy is not the same. Jealousy is when we possess something, but that we could lose it, and we get insecure that we could lose it. Now, what's interesting about this is that there is a pure form of jealousy that God expresses, but it's not sinful jealousy. There is a difference. God, in Exodus chapter 20, says, "I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the sins of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me and do not keep my commandments." Now, this jealousy of God does not arise out of insecurity. It's not like God feels insufficient or inadequate. No. God's jealousy arises out of his knowledge that we humans are incapable of being truly faithful to him. And he knows that we are going to go astray. So he tells us that he is going to be watchful, and he is aware of the fact that we wander and that we stray from him. But when it comes to ourselves, humans, our jealousy arises out of insecurity. And the perfect case of this was Saul, who figured that he was going to lose the kingdom. After all, after the people started crediting David, after the women started saying in verse 7, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands," Saul immediately jumps to the conclusion that David is out to take the kingdom. In fact, in verse 8, he says, "What more can he get but the kingdom?" You know, this is a characteristic of jealousy. It starts creating irrational fantasies in our mind. I think Satan loves it when he can get us to feel so insecure that our mind starts racing about ideas, almost like it's playing movies in our head about things that are going to take place, about mindsets that people have about us, about things that are going to be done against us and that are going to be negative. This is all irrational. These thoughts come and we start thinking we know what others have in their minds, or we know what someone else is going to do against us. I think Satan loves it when we get so insecure that we fantasize about what's going to happen to us. And this may be the furthest thing from the truth. There may be no reality in what we're thinking in our minds because of our insecurity. Now, the interesting thing about this is that all people, even Christians, at times experience jealousy. No one is immune to this. Even though you may have been called through Jesus Christ, even though you may have been redeemed by him, even though you may have a Christian family and are living in God's forgiveness, you still at times can get jealous over things. It's one of those frustrating elements of life that we have to deal with. Now, here is how jealousy is dealt with properly. David demonstrated it. You make a show of loyalty. You prove your faithfulness. For instance, if a person is jealous of their wife or husband's relationship with someone else, let's say there is someone at work or someone in a community that they are friends with, and you are jealous of your spouse because you don't like this other relationship, the best way to kill jealousy, because it's an irrational feeling, because it's not logical, you can't just say to the jealous person, "Well, don't be jealous. I'm faithful to you. I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to turn about on you." That doesn't work because jealousy is irrational. So what you have to do is make a demonstration of faithfulness to them. If they're insecure about your relationship, you need to oftentimes end that relationship that's causing the insecurity in their mind. This usually kills jealousy. Couples that are married and committed to each other will understand this, and they will be willing to do that for their spouse to prove that the spouse is most important. And in these ways, by making a demonstration of faithfulness, you can usually kill jealousy and put it to rest. And it should not come up often in a Christian's life. However, there is something which I will call terminal jealousy. This is the kind of insecurity and the deep-seated worries or fears and the irrational thoughts that people have, and no amount of faithfulness will dispel it. That's what Saul had, terminal jealousy. He was so insanely jealous of David that he started hunting down David. He tried killing David. David had two opportunities to prove his faithfulness to Saul when he could have killed Saul. But instead, David does not touch him. He does not harm Saul. And yet even this does not convince Saul. I guarantee you, if you have tried to make demonstrations of faithfulness to someone who is very jealous, and it's often expressed as anger, and it comes out as rage and fits of anger. If you've tried to demonstrate faithfulness and it doesn't matter, it doesn't work, the person is still jealous, that is probably a case of terminal jealousy. There is only one way to change that, and that is for this person to have a totally new rebirth in Christ. This person must completely turn their life over to God, humbly repent of this horrible mindset and this attitude, and become a new person in Christ. There is only one antidote to jealousy, and that is to humble yourself, to give your life and hand over control to God. It's a trust issue. This person isn't trusting you, and they aren't trusting God. The only cure is a radical change of spirit. And if the person does not do that, they will continue to take themselves down and to take you down along with them. Jealousy is horrible, and Satan wants to use it to destroy us. But God can give us wisdom, and through the Holy Spirit, He can help us to reassure one another, help us dispel these fantasies and insecurities, and can help us to be truly loving toward one another so that we can have peace and harmony and security. Get rid of the jealousy in your life, as it will destroy you. Replace it with Christ's love.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? Those who know God and serve Him know that His love compels them to love each other. Pastor Paul Schrader has written a booklet about this very special love that God demonstrated through His Son, Jesus Christ. When you write us, mention that you would like to receive this booklet called Love. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.